الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, from the very inception of man, Shaitan, Iblis, because of his jealousy for man, Shaitan became an enemy of mankind. And this has been portrayed in the Quran and Majid in various verses of the Holy Quran, throughout the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He decided to create Adam alayhi salatu salam, and Allah had created him with clay and placed his mold, إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّن طِينٍ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِن رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. Allah instructed the angels. Allah informed them, I'm going to create man, bashar, a human being. And when I blow my ruh in him, and I give him life, then all of you, this instruction was to every angel. Shaitan was not an angel, but the instruction was to him as well, because he was with the angels, although he was a jinn. كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. Quran says Shaitan was a jinn. But he was with the angels. And he enjoyed a very lofty rank amongst the angels. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded all of them to prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. All the angels complied. They followed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They all went into prostration together. إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. Besides Iblis. Besides Shaitan. أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. He refused. He was arrogant. He was proud. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And hence he became of the disbelievers. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned him, مَا مَنَعَكَ. What had prevented you? أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. In another verse, أَنْ تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْ. What prevented you from to bow down to Adam alayhi salatu salam? Shaitan used his analogy, his own reasoning, his own understanding and logic. Let's reflect and see the sin of Shaitan and where he made a terrible blunder. He applied his own logic, his own reasoning, against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a clear-cut command, prostrate to Adam. There was no question of making some interpretation. There was no need to apply your logic and your reasoning. What did he say? قال أنا خير من. I am better than him, than Adam. And the reason, خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. You have created me, O Allah, from fire and him from clay or dust. And in the understanding of shaitan, fire is superior to clay. Coupled with this was the fact that he was jealous of man. Allah is giving him life. Allah is making him mankind his vicegerent in this world. So he became envious of man. Then pride and arrogance. This was the characteristic of shaitan. So when he refused to bow down to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah expelled him from Jannah. قَالَ فَهْبِتْ مِنْهَا. So he was expelled. But as he's being expelled, he makes a request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنْذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Very clever indeed. He sought respite from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the audacity to do so. The man does wrong. He's thrown out. He's expelled. And then he says, give me respite till the day of resurrection. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ. Ulama Mufassirin explain, what is shaitan's intention? That right till the day of Qiyamah, he must be given respite. In other words, he must not even taste death. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not accept this part of his request. Allah gave him respite. But prior to the day of Qiyamah, shaitan will be destroyed. Shaitan will be destroyed. The only Zat, the only being that is always eternal, and that is the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. So shaitan, although he is given respite by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will also be perished before the day of Qiyamah. Nonetheless, now he's given respite. And now he takes a promise, an oath, in the grandeur, in the might of Allah. قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He takes an oath, a vow in the grandeur, in the supremacy of Allah, that I will mislead all of mankind. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Inshallah, we'll discuss this part. Except those who are chosen servants of yours. Ulama explained that shaitan knew that there are certain servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whom he will never be able to mislead. They are mukhlaseen. Mukhlaseen means they have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained that these people, their hearts have become purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on account of their sincerity. They have ikhlas. They are mukhlaseen as well. So if a person wants to be saved from shaitan, then he must be sincere in his actions. They say, al-ikhlasu wa sabilul khalas. When a person is sincere, he does things only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will protect him from shaitan. So here, he takes an oath. In another verse, la-aq'udanna lahum. I will sit ila siratika al-mustaqim. Ala siratika al-mustaqim, on your straight path. He knows the path of Allah is straight. He says, I will sit like a person who's waiting to attack his opponent or enemy. He's sitting on that path where he knows this enemy or this opponent is going to go past now. And then he says, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. I'll come from his front, from behind him, from his right hand side, from his left hand side. And I will mislead mankind. Shaitan is insidious in nature. He's wicked, he's cruel. initially he pretends as though he is a well-wisher of man. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ. When he is expelled now at the gates of Jannah, outside paradise, he sees Adam alayhi salatu salam, who was created, and Hawa alayhi salatu salam, and they enjoying the bounties of Jannah. Allah had prohibited them from eating from a particular tree. Shaitan goes, he takes an oath again. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا. Listen, إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ. I'm a well-wisher for you. I don't wish any harm for you. I wish good for you. I'm sincere. I'm an advisor. I'm going to give you nasiha. In one verse, in Surah Taha, he tells Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَىٰ شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ لَا يَبْلَىٰ. Should I not show you a tree of eternity? Eat from this tree, you will live forever. You will have a kingdom that will never be destroyed. Any person, if he is promised, he's enticed, he's lured, that you will live forever and you'll have all the treasures and nothing will ever become destroyed. This is what he did to our father and mother, Adam alayhi salatu from Hawa alayhi salatu salam. He lured them. He beguiled them. He duped them. And this is Shaitan's quality. The main quality in Shaitan is that of deception. He beguiles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Allah forewarns us, لا يغرنكم الشيطان. Let Shaitan not beguile you. In one verse, Shaitan is al-gharur, one who deceives a lot. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hawa ate from the tree, and when they were thrown also out of Jahannam, they were expelled from paradise. And they came down in a naked condition. And as they were coming down, they quickly took leaves and they covered their body. Allah warned them, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Shaitan is an open enemy for you. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Treat him as your enemy. My respected brothers and elders, who doesn't know, who hasn't been aware of Shaitan from the time we are young, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. But because of ghafla, negligence, we fail to remind ourselves of the fact that he is an open enemy of mankind. And he leaves no stone unturned in misleading man. يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Shaitan wants to mislead man. He's full of deception. What does he do? He makes man afraid of poverty. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر. All the time, he will put this, instill this fear in man's heart. That if I spend, if I give some charity, perhaps I'll become a poor person, I'll become one in need. He will entice you to go into such ventures and in such dealings which are not permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are haram. Why? Because he will say, if you don't do this deal, then you will have less money. You'll become poor. You'll become a needy person. Perhaps you'll become a destitute. You don't want to live a life like this. Never mind. Just go and do this deal. Even though it is interest involved, but you will get more money. You won't suffer poverty. This is the promise of Shaitan. Or this is what he instills, this fear he instills. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. And he commands you with immorality. He commands you with immorality. He wants you to do all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. يَحْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from. So he will entice us. He will lure us. He will mislead man. He will try his level best. He does not become negligent of man. He's all the time waiting to ensnare man, to trap man. He does not want to go into Jahannam alone. He wants many more to be thrown into Jahannam with him. And therefore we have to firstly recognize and understand and believe that Shaitan is our open enemy. Allah Ta'ala who created Shaitan. In fact, the word Shaitan, Shatan, in Arabic means a person who trespasses the bounds, goes beyond the limits. Iblis, one who dupes, who deceives. See his nature? And if you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does Allah subhanahu promises us? مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضَّهُ. Allah promises us his mercy, forgiveness, and grace and honor from his side. Allah will give us plentiful of this world also, provided we follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws. We don't use our own analogy and reasoning against the laws of Sharia. Shaitan is known as Al-Khannas, another quality of Shaitan, and that is a slinking prompter. He prompts us all the time. He retreats. In Surah An-Nas, the last surah of the Holy Quran, Allah has commanded us to seek Allah's protection from Shaitan, who is Al-Khannas, the slinking prompter. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been mentioned, the Shaitan sits on the heart of man, ala qalbi ibn Adam. He squats, jathimun, ala qalbi Adam, qalbi ibn Adam. He's got a snout, and he's waiting to penetrate. The moment this person makes the dhikr of Allah, Shaitan retreats. To understand this further, the hadith of Rasul explains, Shaitan comes to insinuate, cast whisperings in the hearts of man. The moment Adhan is called out, فَأَدْبَرَ. He actually flees. He cannot endure the name of Allah being sounded. He runs away. He retreats, Al-Khannas. He goes away. In fact, the hadith even goes to the extent of saying, when he runs, suddenly he runs, he even breaks wind at that time. And then Adhan terminates, he comes back. He's waiting to insinuate, to cause restlessness in man's heart. He wants to take your mind away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows you are about to perform salah. He does not want you to enjoy your salah. He'll bring different thoughts in your mind. He'll try to distract you. The moment iqamah begins, again Shaitan runs away. Until salah commences. When salah commences, there's a special Shaitan. Remember, Shaitan has got a whole progeny. He's got a whole army. Iblis is the main person and he's got many shayateen under his command. So then when salat begins, Khinzab is this particular Shaitan, the name of this Shaitan. He comes and now he reminds you of all those things that you have actually forgotten. Suddenly in salah, you remember, yes, the wife told me to get this item, that item. Oh yes, I got a meeting tomorrow. Oh, I borrowed something, I got to return it. All those things that you normally forget. He reminds you to a certain extent that the musalli forgets how many rakats he performed. Completely distracted from shaitan. Even when a person is making wudu, may Allah protect us. There are many brothers, many sisters who suffer from the wasawis of shaitan, the whisperings of shaitan. This requires another lengthy explanation. But when the person is making wudu, then shaitan tells him, well, perhaps you didn't wash your arm properly. He washed properly, perfectly. Three times he washed his hand, including the elbow. Shaitan says, no, probably something is dry. So again he'll wash for a fourth and a fifth time and a sixth time. His kurta is getting wet. He's wasting time. What does Shaitan want? He wants to irritate. He wants to make your life miserable. He'll delay you. So you'll take so much of time in the wudu khana. You won't even have time to read your sunnah. It's time for jamaat already. Or he'll delay you even sometimes your salat of jamaat you may miss. Sometimes as you're reading salah, he'll start beginning to cast whisperings in you, he will disturb your salah. So this is the characteristic of shaitan, al-khannas. I mentioned Aba wastakbara. He's an arrogant, he's haughty, he's proud. He wishes to cause enmity between mankind. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. And specifically, he uses alcohol, wine and gambling as two means of causing enmity between man. When a man is drunk, what happens? He gets into a fight, into a brawl. He does not know what he's saying. He will sway somebody, an innocent person, and that person will respond, he'll retaliate. A fight will then begin. Even through gambling, because the person now becomes greedy, he doesn't want to lose his money. Gambling is haram. And shaitan will make him go more and more until he'll have a fight with another person. وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And shaitan tries to prevent you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll take you away from the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll take you away from the gatherings of dhikrullah. He'll take you away from Quran recitation. وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. And specifically, he will try to prevent you from performing your salah. So at night, shaitan ties, or he three knots on the nape of man. And then he blows on those three knots. Did he say, عَلَيْكَ بِلَيْلٍ طَوِيلٍ. Have a nice long night. Enjoy a nice peaceful rest and sleep. Sleep for as long as you wish. What does he want? He does not want you to wake up for tahajjud salah. He does not want you to wake up for fajr salah. So the hadith says at night when man wakes up, many times suddenly our eyes open at night. It's still 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock. So we know we still have ample time for fajr. But when a person wakes up at night and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by that, ulama have explained, all you could do is say, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. So in particular dua, that a person who recites, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, and the fourth kalima, and he says, Allahumma ghfirli, Allah forgive me, then all his sins are forgiven even. He's still resting, he hasn't woken up for tahajjud. But the moment he takes the name of Allah, then one knot becomes untied. Then if he wakes up and he makes wudu, the second knot becomes untied. And then if he engages in tahajjud salah, then the third knot is untied. My respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in three particular verses that I can recall, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. In one particular verse, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَوْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Oh people, eat that which is halal, wholesome, but Allah has created for you from the earth. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the footsteps of shaitan by indulging in haram, by consuming haram. All of us have to be extremely careful of what we consume. In another verse, the whole incident of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the waqi of Ifk, where she was slandered. She was absolutely innocent. And the munafiqeen then pointed the finger at her that ma'adallah, she committed zina with another sahabi Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala, who was absolutely innocent. After all those verses, whilst Allah ta'ala mentioned those verses, Allah also reminds us, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. In other words, do not cast suspicions. We just hear something, and today it is absolutely common. Everything goes viral. How often did we receive also messages from some person regarding another person's sin, something that somebody else made, a mistake of some other person, whatever it is. Your intention is not to alert this particular person whom you're sending a message from the harms of that person, because we don't even know those people. But you will expose that particular person's weakness and sins. Hadith of Rasulullah, man satara musliman, satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. Whoever conceals, he hides the fault of his Muslim brother, Allah will hide your fault on the day of qiyamah. Then Allah says, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkulu fi silmi kaffa, enter into Islam completely. Wala tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Shaitan is like that dog standing at the entrance, and you wish to visit that particular friend of yours, and this vicious dog is barking at you. You are scared. So what do? You will phone that person. You ring that bell. You will shout for that person. Immediately that your friend will come out and he will pull the dog away. We are moving on the path, Sirat-e-Mustaqim, towards Allah. Shaitan isn't under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. When you are insinuated by Shaitan, you are prompted by Shaitan, you are lured by Shaitan, you are enticed by Shaitan, he provokes you, he incites you, then فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Seek Allah's protection. Allah will immediately assist you. Then recite surah or ayat al-kursi. It's a lengthy incident I wish to have explained, but time has already run out. Ayat al-kursi, whoever recites ayat al-kursi at night before going to bed, in this particular hadith, at night when you go to sleep, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from shaitan. First Allah will have a hafiz, a guard for you. An angel will guard you. وَلَا يَقْرَبَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانِ حَتَّى تُصْبِحَ. Till the morning, shaitan can never come close to you. The words of Rasulullah. Then Surah Al-Baqarah. In that house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited, Shaitan runs from there. He escapes. He flees from that house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. Then the fourth kalima. Whoever recites the fourth kalima 100 times daily, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. 100 sawabi gets blessings. 100 sins are forgiven, and he is freed, or he is safe. He is protected. وَكَانَ حِرْزًا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. He is protected from shaitan for that day. When you eat food, say Bismillah. Otherwise shaitan will join you in your food. When you enter your home, you make salam and you say Bismillah. Shaitan tells the other shayateen, there is no food for you, there is no boarding and lodging, go away. Shaitan is khazool by nature. He promises you he will help you, but he abandons you at the time when you require his help. There's an incident in time of battle of Uhud. Shaitan disguised himself. He came as a chieftain in trying to be a friend or an ally of the mushrikeen. So he promised, I will help you. But at the battlefield, on the battlefield, when Shaitan saw the angels coming down, assisting the Muslims, the Sahaba, the believers, فَلَمَّا تَرَأَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ. When he saw the angels coming down and attacking the mushrikeen, before his sahabi could even strike his sword on the neck of the enemy, the whoop of the angel will already strike the neck of this enemy, and he will be killed immediately. Shaitan saw all this. Nakasa ala aqibay. He retreated. He fled. What did he say? Inni ara ma la tarawun. I can see what you cannot see. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment coming. On the day of Qiyamah, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Shaitan will tell all of us, see, Allah promised you. I also made some promises to you. My promises were all false. I didn't have any special authority forcing you. I just misguided you. You followed. I didn't force you. Now don't blame me. فَلَا تَلُومُنِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Blame yourself. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْلِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْلِخِي. I cannot help you. I cannot help myself. This is shaitan. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَضُولًا. Shaitan is khadul, one who abandons a person's help at the time when the person needs. My respected brothers and elders, there's so many more things, aspects regarding shaitan, the tricks of shaitan. Books have been written about the qaid, the ploys of shaitan. We have to understand, shaitan is our open enemy. We have to understand, recognize the ploys of shaitan. Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha is with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's in i'tikaf. He's standing at the door of the masjid. She's outside. She's dressed in her hijab. It is late part of the night. She came for some urgent need. She was at home. She needed Rasulullah to ask him something. So she could not come out of the masjid. He stood by the entrance of the masjid. He was busy talking to her. Two men were going past. When they saw Rasulullah sallam, they pretended as though they did not see him. So they looked down and they walked fast. Immediately Rasulullah summoned them, called them. He said, listen, this is my wife Safiya. Ya Rasulullah, how can we think evil of you? No, the image that was portrayed was as though they may have thought that Rasulullah is talking to some woman. So let us make like we didn't see him. He's a Nabi of Allah after all. Rasulullah said, inna shaitana yajri min al-insani majra dam. Shaitan flows in the body of man like how blood flows. In other words, he casts insinuate insinuations, whisperings. This is the riwayat of Bukhari. May Allah protect us from the attacks and onslaughts of shaitan. May Allah protect us always from and make us and know what are the ploys of shaitan, so we may protect ourselves. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.